You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, I called my sister Donna yesterday, and I go, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm watching the Westminster Dog Show. And I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Well, a Pekingese named Wasabi. The Pekingese beat out 2,500 other champions to win Best in Show last night at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. That is the fifth time a Pekingese has won the title. And in second place, a Whippet. I just like saying Whippet.
Whippet good.
Whippet real good. The Whippet named Bourbon was runner-up. So you had Wasabi followed by Bourbon.
Did you see the guy fall down, too?
Yes. That is a funny video. It I don't is. Care what anyone says. He almost crushed the dog.
I know. Little Boston Terrier.
Wasabi, by the way, the champion's handler said, quote, he has that little extra something, that sparkle that sets a dog apart.
Aww, he's got a sparkle.
Something of a dog dynasty because the same breeder and handler won the title in 2012 with Wasabi's grandfather named Malachi. So apparently this person knows what he's doing. Queen of England turned 95 on Saturday. Queen Elizabeth, 95 years old. And that woman is saucy. And I like it. So they've got this cake for her. There's videos of Camilla standing there and Princess Kate and everything. And the queen forgoes the traditional knife to cut her cake. And she whips out a sword because she's the queen.
She went all Leonardo on it.
She is cutting the cake with a sword. Her handlers are trying to say, Your Majesty.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, that's kind of what she said.
Yeah.
And then later in the day, she was meeting with world leaders, including President Biden, and they were doing a big photo op. And her line to all of the other foreign leaders is, quote, are you supposed to be looking as if you're enjoying yourself?
I like her.
Funny. It's that whole thing that we talk about on this show, that once you reach a certain age, you can say anything you want.
You can cut a cake with whatever you want.
With a sword, right? I mean, she's milking it now. She's like, I'm 95. I'm going to say whatever I want to say.
It's cute.
Now, for those of you who don't know where England is, you'll appreciate this story. They went out and surveyed people to see if they knew where certain geographical landmarks were around the world. And I'll tell you what, the fact that we have such easy access to instant information in our pocket has really made us kind of dumb. Now we don't bother to learn anything. They asked people, these are Americans, they asked Americans, where is the Grand Canyon? Only about a third of people knew. And the number one incorrect guess was Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
One in five Americans believe the Grand Canyon is in Colorado.
Everyone knows it's in Montana.
Exactly. Only a third of people knew where Niagara Falls is. One in four believed it was in Iceland.
No.
One of my favorite stats about this was from years ago. It can't be any better now, but it had to be 20 years ago. I think I even made it a mind bender, where they quizzed high school graduating seniors to ask them where the Great Lakes were. And one in four high school graduates said the Great Lakes were on the moon.
No!
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
What else is trending?
Well, let me scroll down. I have another story that kind of backs up to that one. According to a new survey, Americans are going to be just getting out like crazy this summer. And they've got what they're calling a travel bucket list. All the places they want to visit this summer. Oddly enough, the Grand Canyon is on the list and Niagara Falls. Statue of Liberty's on the list, Vegas Strip, and then overseas they want to see the Eiffel Tower and the Colosseum in Rome. Honolulu was the number one destination in the U.S., then New York and Vegas, Miami. I was just talking to Nick Nack about Hawaii. I am so ready to go back to Hawaii. I just don't want to get on the plane. Because I hate flying, and that's a long flight.
Here's my advice to anybody who's going to... I know it's expensive. I know it's expensive. But if you can save your pennies for an extra few months and bump yourself up to first class...
Worth it.
That's how you fly to Hawaii, my friends, because you got all that room to spread out. They bring you all the cocktails you want.
Yeah.
Snacks.
Flowers around your neck.
Oh.
And then flying back, I highly suggest the red eye so you can sleep all the way across the ocean and not think about, you know, no land underneath you.
Some of us can't sleep on planes at all. So.
Here's your crap on celebrities. Kind of with this first one. There's a show coming out called Ultimate Slip and Slide. We talked about this a few weeks ago. It's going to debut on NBC in August. Production had to be shut down because there was an outbreak of Giardia on the set, which causes some nasty GI issues if you've ever had Giardia or if your dog's ever had it. Sources are saying up to 40 crew members fell violently ill. A lot of running back and forth to porta potties. Some people collapsed from dehydration. And you don't want that when you're doing a game show where everybody's in the water, right?
Oh, my.
So they might want to add a little more chlorine to the set there. That's going on. Weird petition going around on change.org asking Jeff Bezos to buy the Mona Lisa and then eat it.
So funny.
Nobody really knows why. They're just saying, you know what? This dude's got enough money. He could buy that painting and eat it.
Love it.
And then speaking of that, did you see that they auctioned off the seat on his rocket? $28 million paid to go into flight for 11 minutes, basically, taking place next month. So somebody had some cash to burn. People are wondering if Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani got married. She was seen on Saturday wearing a sparkling diamond band with her engagement ring. They were in Santa Monica doing something with their kids. The day before, she posted a picture of herself sipping wine and holding a present with the caption saying, quote, she's getting married. So everyone's like, oh my God, did they sneak off and get married?
Well, I'm happy for those crazy kids.
A source is saying that Blake built a chapel on his Oklahoma ranch that they planned on using for the ceremony. That is so Blake Shelton, isn't it? I'm going to build a chapel we can get married in. So that's kind of cool. Oh, what else is going on? Oh, this happened over the weekend. God, this was all over Facebook. This 56-year-old lobster diver in Massachusetts named Michael something or other claimed that a humpback whale tried to eat him last week. He was scuba diving down about 50 feet or so. He says everything went dark and he realized he was in the mouth in a whale's mouth. Then about 30 seconds later, the whale took him up to the surface and spit him out. People are skeptical, including doctors that worked on him. They're saying, hey, if this guy came up from 45, 50 feet that fast, more diarrhea news, he would have the bends, basically, if you're coming up that fast. Yeah. And this guy didn't have that. I mean, the pressure change will jack you up, you know. He only had some light bruising, nothing serious. So everyone's like, I don't know.
What is this, modern day Jonah?
I know. Like, I don't know, buddy. If he did, though, it's pretty darn cool.
So all he has to do is say that it happened to him.
Well, there's a buddy, supposedly backing up his story. A buddy.
A drinking buddy?
Full of Bud Light, confirming the story. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find us on Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. If you're into all sorts of kinky fetish things, you might want to check this one out. I haven't heard of this one before. 27-year-old woman in Ann Arbor, Michigan, goes by Sydney Joe on TikTok. She makes money by posting videos called stuck videos, and people really get off on this, I guess. She gets stuck in various places. Like this one example here is she gets her knee wedged between two metal poles in a fence, and she has to use oil to get her knee out. People pay $2 a minute to watch her get stuck in various things. The latest one, the one on our clickbait, is she got her whole body stuck in a folding chair last week and couldn't get out of it. So then firefighters had to show up and use the jaws of life to actually snap the chair away from her. Again, I'm smelling staged or fake.
Hey, but $2 a minute.
Hey, check it out.
Times a million idiots.
Oh, she's stuck in the chair. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Don't leave any naughty comments.
Too late.